Coles Brands has returned to profitability, and this despite having to deal with tough operating conditions, including the riots in July and COVID-19 restrictions. During the interim period, the restaurant group delivered headline earnings per share of 97 cents from a loss of 240 cents, and this driven by a 50% jump in revenue. Joining me now to take us through the 6 months that was is company's CEO, Darren Heel. Thanks so much, Darren, for your time this evening. So like I highlight there, Famous Brands reporting strong revenue recovery and a return to profitability. But base effects aside, what are we looking at here so we can properly assess the health of this business and where things are at?
Thanks, Alicia. Appreciate it. Yeah, the revenue recovery has certainly been pleasing and has put us on the path to, you know, getting back to where we were pre-COVID. So I think from our perspective, you know, we're confident that the business is on a solid footing. And we don't see any obstacles to recovering to those pre-COVID levels if we can have a bit of a sort of run at the December season and then going into the new financial year with a solid base. So that assumes no further lockdowns. As we come out of lockdowns, we see the business recovering. The interim period was very tough, you know, running through to August. But the kind of, you know, trade we're seeing with level one is very, very encouraging right now.
Yeah. Out of lockdowns, of course, naturally starts to see your operating profit increase and your operating margin over this period increasing 33% when you're looking at your leading and signature brands. Let's focus on how you maintain that kind of growth from here on out, Darren.
Yeah, it's all in the top line, Alicia. I think we've got the business at a point where we can leverage it now. And if you look at the 6 months, having wave three in there, as well as the civil unrest, is really being difficult. And that was coming off the back of wave two. So we didn't have much momentum going into the beginning of the financial year. So it's really all in the top line, and I'm comfortable that the business is well positioned to capitalize on that. So you can't put everything on the macro environment. We've got to make it work for us. But in terms of, you know, heading into the second half of this year, it's typically a better half for us. And if we can have a good December, I think we can translate that into operating profit and good cash realization, as we always do.
I want to home in on how exactly you're making this new environment, this shifted and changed environment, work for you, Darren, because it's initiated some shifts on your side. And this coming through as consumer behavior has changed in response to the pandemic as well. So talk us through those shifts that have been triggered and how that's influencing where your investments are now being made.
Yeah, look, it's pushed us back to focus on our leading brands, which is always the core of the business. So that has always been the heartbeat of the business. And again, you know, the consumer moving into the online space, we've been quick to adapt to and work with. It's not something we were unfamiliar with. But thankfully, as the lockdowns ease, people are getting back to, you know, what I call bums on seats in casual dining and typically, you know, getting back to counter serve in takeaway. What we need right now, though, is the easing of movement of people around. So I think the environment has changed, and we've changed with it in terms of, you know, the technology side of it. But as people get their lives back, that they are reverting to a normal that they understood. However, some of that shift is permanent, and we will see delivery, you know, at a higher level than it was pre-COVID. And when I say delivery in-home or in-office delivery, certainly as a key part, and then as well as obviously, you know, the shift to digital media from a media consumption perspective. You know, we're not able to talk to people as we used to do through traditional media. We're having to do a lot more through digital media, which again was a pre-COVID trend, but that's been accelerated. And that digital media is shifting all the time. So, you know, not as easy to keep up with as traditional media.
Do we have to be cognizant, or how cognizant do we have to be of how much, this pays off in some territories versus others? Something that stood out in your results released today was your UK operations, Wimpy, for example, seeing, sales up on the previous year, close to pre-pandemic levels again, but revenue in rand terms decreasing, obviously, operating profit declining, operating margin deteriorating as well.
Yeah, I think that's just a phasing issue. You know, we've had some expenses in the business there that were out of the norm. We've been, you know, there's a few things we want to do in the business to try and potentially, you know, scale up and find our feet again in the UK. So, you know, nothing that is out of the ordinary. Obviously, the exchange rate does play a little bit of a difference. And yes, some of the revenue that we're getting is not quite the same. So there's a little bit of margin pressure on the gross margin. But I wouldn't read too much into it. I think once the cost base is back, which I think it will be this half, we should be pushing that through to the bottom line again. But the revenue recovery is the big story. And bear in mind that that revenue did only start recovering from kind of June, July. So the first, 2 to 3 months of the financial year were still tough in the UK. They weren't as tough as in SA, but not easy.
You say that you're also going to be prioritizing value for money offerings, and that's going to be a big part of, as you venture forward, Darren. What levers are you pulling at this point to get that right?
Yeah, look, it's pretty much a table stake in the industry, but I think people are certainly looking at value bundles more than they were individual portions, and I think COVID has helped with that. So, if you look at our current offerings, rather than single portion serves, we all tend to be driving these bundles, which is, a lot more food, but at a lower price for a family. And that's really talking to meal replacement in the home. And again, there are still single value offerings that one has to focus on. So it's really about trying to get the value right for the price point that the consumer is looking for, because none of that impulsive trade is there at the moment. So people just walking past and impulsively wanting an ice cream. So you're having to be a little bit more deliberate. And that's particularly on the QSR side. On casual dining, a little less constrained, as people are still prepared to indulge and go out when they're comfortable with how they deal with COVID.
With that, the context in which your franchisees are operating in, you continue to provide ongoing support, in the form of royalty and marketing fee breaks. Do you see that winding up now pretty quickly, or is there still quite a timeline on that support needing to be offered until, most of your, those that are or sit within your fray are back up on their feet?
Yeah, look, that support has been biased strongly towards casual dining, and we see that is starting to ease, particularly if you think about what's happened now with level one. So it's really gonna ride with the waves. So if we have a good run now on level one, we certainly will be able to be easing a lot more than we have done up to now. But if the government cranks back up to level two, say, or level three, there's no doubt we'd be into providing that relief. It's about trying to assist the franchisee operating that business at a lower break-even level, and we have to make our contribution towards that to take the burden off the bottom line, to really run a suboptimal business for a period of time.
Yeah.
So I think we're near the end, but it really is difficult to predict. But certainly it's very ring-fenced to casual dining, which is where COVID-19 has had the biggest impact in terms of consumer fear and the restrictions that the government has imposed on seating.
Darren, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Famous Brands, Darren Heal.